Hello, chaps. It's Boris here, and now that I'm no longer the old Prime Minister woo-woo, I've had some time to myself, and so I managed to produce the old, the old memoirs here. The old memoirs. Bit of a brick, but it's worth doing. Now, of course, it's very well written. It's very well, because you know I am an extremely good writer, so there's lots of jokes, lots of jolly japes, lots of good fun. It's mainly me just justifying all of my actions and saying that I'm great and everyone else doesn't know what they're doing, or even though I'm a bit gaff-prone, you know, really, the old ticker's in the right place. But one of the things I thought I'd do is draw a bit of a smuggle through the comedic camouflage, if you like, smuggle through the old jokey smoke, a few truth bombs. And one of those is about the reason, about Madge. About the old Madge, God bless her, about Madge and the real reason she passed on. Because, of course, you're all being lied to. And the newspapers, they haven't reported this. They haven't reported it at all because they don't like anything that rocks the establishment. And you've got to believe the establishment. And the establishment is now Sir Keir Starmer. And so, you know, you've got to believe him. But if you want to know the reason why the Queen died, then listen on. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the real reason why the Queen died, which, of course, has been completely covered up. Because it would, the establishment would be concerned that it would interfere with the magic, it would interfere with their sense of power, all this sort of stuff. But in reality, we now have what we long supposed, which is nobody dies of old age, and I'm going to give you the real reason why. Before I do that, could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on the old Jolly Heretic, but on YouTube? But could you subscribe on Substack? It's where if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month, and where I put all of the most based stuff, films, all kinds of interesting stuff I do. And I say where if you like my stuff, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. But please subscribe here on YouTube. Please hit that like button and please leave a comment. It's most vitally helpful. Okay, back to the video. So we were told that the Queen died at something like about 7 p.m. or 5 p.m. or something like that in the evening that September day in 2022. Now it's now, and we were told that she died of old age, and her death certificate was falsified to indicate that she died of old age. Now, of course, she didn't, because nobody dies of old age. People die for a specific reason. And this is now gradually coming to light. The first thing that came to light was that they were lying about the time. A friend of mine, Charlie Veach, was telephoned at 7 o'clock in the morning by a friend of his from school who had a friend that worked at the palace, and she died during the night. And they then put a report on the news that day that there were concerns about the Queen's health. And eventually in Parliament, Liz Truss was handed a message saying that there were concerns, saying what had happened. But no. The concerns about the Queen's health were just sort of getting people prepared for the idea that she would die and having her conveniently die in late afternoon. She had died during the night. So that was the first lie. But secondly, and more importantly, was the reason for the death. Now, a friend of mine, who is a doctor, indeed, who is a consultant geriatrician, who knows what he is talking about, was immediately suspicious of this idea that she died of old age. You will see in the pictures of her that she has really, really, really purple hands. Now, what that is consistent with is that she is receiving treatment for some kind of cancer, he said. Very possibly bone cancer, something like that. If she was receiving treatment for something like that, it would result in poor circulation, leading to purple extremities. It would worsen any peripheral vascular disease, which old people tend to get, which would result in purple discoloration of the extremities. It would reduce the production of platelets, which would result in easy bruising and thus purple hands. It would lead to cyanosis, which is basically not enough oxygen in the blood. This would in turn result in purple extremities, and it would lead to vasoconstriction, which would also result in purple extremities. So the most parsimonious explanation for a very, very elderly woman, long looking quite ill and having purple extremities and being away from the limelight for quite a long time and staying in Balmoral rather than coming back to London and all of this stuff is that she's very seriously ill and very probably she has some kind of cancer, something like bone cancer. Lo and behold, what does Boris reveal to us in his autobiography? The Queen had known that she was dying for a year and that she had bone cancer. Now, The Guardian, being the newspaper of the establishment, and by that I mean, was it The Independent? I forget which of the two, but newspapers of the left-wing establishment, have published a poll stating that only a third of voters believe that the Queen died of bone cancer, as Boris stated. But I think we have no reason to disbelieve him on this. All of the evidence points in that direction. So to be clear, the establishment, thinking that it was rude to report it and showing all this deference to the monarch, or thinking that the British people were too stupid to be able to cope with it and go mad, or whatever they thought, kept this secret and wanted to permanently keep it secret that she died of bone cancer, that she wasn't just some magnificent person that lived for a very long time and then conked out, wanted to always keep it secret that she was normal and had health problems like the rest of us, by making out that she died of old age. She did not die of old age. She died of bone cancer. They lied about it. They falsified the death certificate in just the same way that they lied about the reason for the death of her grandfather, King George V. In reality, he was dying anyway. They wanted to make sure it got into the Times rather than the evening papers. And so his doctor euthanized him. And this is widely known, and this is now clear. So you wonder why there is collapsing social trust in the UK. We can't even be told the real reason or for the death of our head of state or the real time at which it took place. This is the kind of chicanery those in charge get up to. It only will help to contribute to the post-COVID feeling that you can't trust those in positions of power. They lied to us even about the death of the Queen. So I hope this has been of interest. And God save the King. Goodness knows what's wrong with him. And goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?